for this day. Thank you for drawing our hearts here this evening, Lord. And we're so grateful for the word and for the truth, Lord. And we're thankful for your mercy and grace, Lord. And we just ask, Lord, that you would come in tonight, Lord. Bless this word to our hearts, Lord. We pray that our hearts would be open to receive it. We give you the praise and thank you and ask that your will be done in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, we're going to talk a little bit about the grace of God tonight. I think that's all we really have to talk about. At Titus 2:11, it says, "For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men." And I was thinking about Rahab when the pastor called and asked me to do the study tonight. And a lot of times whatever comes on my mind when he asks me is what I start to study in. And sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. But in Hebrews 11:31, by faith the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not, when she had received the spies with peace. And this is a wonderful testimony of grace and faith, as is the whole Bible. But I saw something in this that I hadn't noticed before, or maybe I've just plain forgot. In Ephesians 2:8, it says, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." And I wanted to look more into Rahab. I mean, this is a pretty simple salvation message. You know, she, by faith, received the spies with peace, and she was saved. I'll throw this in just for free. It's also, this is a good example of James 2:18. I'll show you my faith by my works. Because she heard the word of God, she believed it, and then she acted. And it wasn't the act that saved her, it was the faith. Let's go to Joshua. And I'll read verses 8 through 11. And we all know the story. The spies had come in and they came to Rahab's house, and she took him in and hit him up on the roof, and we'll take it from there. "And before they were laid down, she came up unto them upon the roof, and she said unto the men, I know that the Lord hath given you the land, and that your terror is fallen upon us, and that all the inhabitants of the land faint because of you. For we have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you when ye came out of Egypt, and what ye did unto the two kings of the Amorites that were on the other side Jordan, Sihon and Og, whom ye utterly destroyed. And as soon as we had heard these things, our hearts did melt. Neither did there remain any more courage in any man because of you, for the Lord your God, He is God in heaven above and in earth beneath." And pardon me, Romans 10:17 says, and we all know this, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Rahab heard. She had heard these stories and all these things that God did for the children of Israel. She had witnessed God's power and saw her need and turned to God for refuge. And it didn't matter that she was a harlot, a Gentile. The funny thing is, God sent the spies to her. He sent them right there. And just as with her, he brings us to the point of need and meets us there. And the thing that I see here, and we'll see that here shortly, the next couple verses, but she saw her need, and then came prayer. And Joshua 2:12 and 13, she says, "Now therefore, I pray you, swear unto me by the Lord, since I have showed you kindness, that ye will also show kindness unto my father's house, and give me a true token, and that ye will save alive my father and my mother and my brethren and my sisters and all that they have, and deliver our lives from death." And, she didn't just ask for herself to be saved. She came boldly to the throne of grace. She wasn't shy in her request. Hebrews 4:16, of course, we know this, says, "Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need." She wasn't satisfied just with herself being saved, but she wanted her parents, her brothers, her sisters, their spouses, if you think about it, and her nieces and nephews. And I'm going to add this, anyone that decided to drop by. And there was grace for any that came into her house. And, of course, this reminds me of the Roman jailer in Acts 16. Verses 30 and 31. And the Lord had caused an earthquake and freed Paul and Silas and all the prisoners. And the jailer came in and he said, "What, sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And they said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house." And that's all it took, a little faith. He believed. He took him into his house and fed him, and washed their stripes, and his family got saved. And I don't know how many, because of that, of Caesar's household got saved. There's always an exceeding abundance of grace to them that come boldly to the throne of grace. Hebrews 11:6. "But without faith it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." And Rahab did diligently seek the Lord. She knew what she wanted, and she went after it. And she knew that she would receive of God's promise. And it doesn't end there. She asked for a true token from the spies. She wasn't looking for a sign. She had already seen the signs, you know, the things that the Lord had done for him. Just like us, we don't need to see any signs these days. We know Jesus is coming, and we don't need the signs. And I looked up this word token in the Strong's, and it's H226, and it means a signal, a beacon, an omen, and evidence. And the best way I could think to say it is Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And she had faith in the promise represented by that token. That scarlet cord that was nailed to the window. And that's what the spies gave her as a token. That reminds me too of Exodus 12:13. I'll start in verse 12. For I will pass through the land of Egypt this night and will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and against all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. And that sign or that signal was there. And it was for anybody that was in the houses of the children of Israel. And if you were an Egyptian and you put the blood on the doorpost, you were saved. Grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. And in 1 Corinthians 10:11, I know you guys know most of these verses, but it's good to be reminded and to see where they fit in with everything else. And it says in 1 Corinthians 10:11, now all these things happened unto them for ensamples, and they are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come. And just like Rahab, it looked to them, the people of Canaan, that the ends of the world had come. I mean, they were conquered. Before they were even conquered, they were conquered, and they knew it. And Romans 15:4. It says, for whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. And I'm thankful for this story of Rahab. I'm thankful that we can see that she didn't just take the smallest part. She took everything. She wanted it all. And that's our example to us. And I think as in these days, with so much going on and with the falling away, we need these examples. We need to look back and study and realize that we have so much more. We're promised a better thing. And in Hebrews 12:1-2, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. He might be sitting now, but he's ready to jump up. That struck me so much as I read this, that he can't wait. He's up there and he just wants to jump up and catch us on the way. And I'm so thankful. I know we can be discouraged. I've gone through a lot of that this past couple of years, but I'm thankful that I can look to the Word. I can look to Jesus, the author and the finisher of my faith, and I can know that everything I'm going through is worth it. And I want to go to Hebrews 10, 24 and 25. We'll get done a little early tonight, as per usual with me. And I try. Let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as ye see that day approaching. We have a house here that we can come to, and we can be safe in the house, and we can find encouragement and exhortation in this house. And I believe that's why Paul did exhort us to not forsake the assembling of ourselves together. We need to be like Rahab and come in and take all that God has for us. I know we're going to go to prayer, and I'm not going to take anything from the pastor, but I think we, as we come tonight, let's do come boldly to that throne of grace. The mercy is there to obtain, and we'll find grace to help in our time of need. And I'm needy. Hope this has been a blessing. It sure was to me. I love you all.